Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience NC State Wolfpack Season Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com, and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog. Make sure you head over to UnderdogFantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN for a free $25. Yes, you can use the free $25 to enter their Best Ball Mania 2. First place in Best Ball Mania 2 gets $1,000,000. That's right. Sign up now for a free shot at $1,000,000. Drafts are happening constantly, and it's not just NFL. They also have NBA, MLB, and more. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1,000,000. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, of course. Don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr. And you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the College Football Experience NC State Wolfpack Season Preview. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
And third man in the booth, the DFS god himself. Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
Good afternoon, guys. How we doing?
Good afternoon. He's on a business call here, right? He's like, hey, let's good afternoon, guys. Let's talk about our sales for the month.
Can we right? discuss corporate synergy here a little bit?
Can we talk about the Wolfpack win total?
It's still work time over here. I haven't gotten out of that yet. Okay. It's not 5 PM Eastern time on a Friday yet. So I'm still in full work mode. Okay?
There it is.
Well, I'm excited to see that next year NC State's gonna open up the season in Greenville. They're not afraid to come down to a place where, you know, we just know that, and see, you know, look, we won one set in Raleigh, tore down their goalpost, and they didn't want to play us anymore for a while. So
back on the schedule.
So let's talk NC State football, because Dave Doran, really good coach. I bet you he's really thankful that Tennessee passed on him.
Yeah,
because he almost went to Tennessee for a minute there. Now he's coming off a decent season, 8-4 a season ago. Considering Devin Leary, their starting quarterback, was out for some time. I think it was a pretty decent season, and I think this year they really have a chance to make a statement. I was just telling Pat pre-episode, why do I find the ACC Atlantic more interesting than the ACC Coastal, even though we probably know Clemson's going to win? Like, the, I feel like the Coastal should be more interesting because you've had seven different winners the last 7 years of the conference.
If we like parity,
yes,
then it should be very
interesting. But for some reason, I'm just like, well, I know none of them are going to be able to play with Clemson. Maybe someone can jump up and bite Clemson in the Atlantic. Yeah. It'll be a situation where, like, Alabama, you know, remember Alabama didn't play for the ACC or the SEC championship because Auburn.
Yeah. Someone bites them every now and then.
So
that's kind of silly logic, because if anybody's going to bite anybody, I know it's better to have that happen in a one game scenario like the ACC championship than it is over the course of a whole ACC regular season.
But it's just less likely to happen.
Yeah.
Clemson has absolutely smoked almost every.
Well, no, Clemson gets Georgia Tech every time from the Coastal, so I don't fear that game.
So you're saying that somebody has to beat them once in the regular season, but also win all the rest of their games in order to dethrone Clemson from winning the Atlantic and going to the ACC.
Well, if you beat Clemson, then everyone else is a winnable game.
Yeah, but nobody else in the Atlantic has been consistently good enough to run the table except for the Clemson game. I think you have a better chance in a one game scenario.
Louisville got closer to dethroning Clemson than any team in the Atlantic in the Coastal has so far. And they got down to the 5 yard line with homeboy Lamar Jackson and then couldn't get it in.
Here's another reason, Nick, is I think when you play a team year in, year out, it's easier to beat them. We've seen NC State actually play Clemson fairly well over the past couple of years. I mean, I think that the last time might've been a blowout, but I think the ones before, you know, they've been in position to win with Doran at Clemson. So to me, I think it's a harder thing to do to beat your opponent within your conference,
in your division
or the team that you see every year. They know everything about you. So I feel
agreed. In a one game scenario, every once in a while, Clemson will sleepwalk through an in conference game. But you're saying that team not only has to beat them in that one game scenario, but they have to win all the rest of their games too, pretty much.
No, in the ACC.
Yes. Yes.
I think that's possible. I mean, the ACC sucks.
Well,
I mean,
here's the thing. It's just like Clemson is so much better than all the other teams that the opportunity that I almost think Colby is right here, that the chance that you win all the rest of your ACC games, you can lose one, right? Mm-hmm. As long as you beat
Clemson.
Because
you have the tiebreaker.
Right.
Yeah.
And then that you catch them sleeping and then go, what? It would be 7-1 in conference. Versus beating a fully focused Clemson team in the ACC championship game, there's a very small percentage chance you're going to get that win. You know,
I'm going to make the case, and that's a neutral site. If you get them at home,
that's true too.
You know what I mean? Like,
the only team close so far has been Louisville, I guess, with a once in a generation talent and Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
So
neither one are interesting is the answer.
but I'd rather watch, like, knowing Boston College schedule, knowing NC State's schedule, I am more excited to watch them than anyone in the Coastal.
Well, you're a noted ACC hater in general. So, you know, both divisions within this conference play some good football and it's exciting to watch. I tend to favor the Coastal myself, but both are good.
Well, no, geographically, it makes no sense, the Atlantic and kind of the Coastal. But
They just threw some teams together, I think. I don't think there's any, like, you know, east-west, you know, thing to it.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. But hold on, I'm going to make my case for this here. But first, let's break down this Wolfpack roster, because Devin Leary is back and he's a sophomore, even though he's kind of a junior in a way. Leary's a baller, and I think he'll go, third year in the offense. I think they should be able to really turn the corner here. And especially a lot of that has to do with the fact that they have, I like their wideouts a lot. I even like their running backs. Donovan Knight's a beast. Have you guys watched this kid? This kid's beast. They also have
Ricky Person. Yeah. Also, that's right.
So I like both backs, the wide receiver, Emeka Emezi. This guy was on my DFS team several times last year, Patty C. He's a stud. I like CJ Riley as well. They're returning 9 starters on this offense. So, I mean, this is to me, I think what could be Doran's best team at NC State. What do you guys make of this offense?
I mean, they're returning a lot, I guess. you could say that, yeah, Leary got enough reps to show that there's promise there.
Well, I mean, but he played the year before.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. It was with the COVID year. It's been wild. So Hockman played some. I think considering they had two quarterbacks playing last year to go 8-4, and really when you analyze their losses, you know, okay, take that North Carolina game out of there.
You're right. He was eight games. I haven't been following NC State closely enough. Guy.
But look, they lost to Miami by 3. They lost to Kentucky by 2. This was almost a one loss team. I mean, I don't know. I guess Virginia Tech early in the year, but that I think they got Virginia Tech. Was Leary out that game?
So no, Leary played that game. So here's what happened. Leary had COVID in the summer. He missed week one. That's when Hockman played. So it was his first game back. They lost to Virginia Tech, but then they ran off 3 straight wins: Pitt, UVA, Duke. He got hurt. It was either late in the Duke game or early in the UNC game. I forget which one, but that's when he broke his leg and was out for the season. So in general, Leary is a better quarterback than Hockman. So that should be an upgrade to the offense this year.
Well, just another year in the offense.
And then throw it in there with, so they're only replacing a tight end and one offensive lineman. So you got 4 linemen returning. You got a very deep wide receiver core of those 3. You didn't mention Thayer Thomas or Devin Carter. And then I just saw a publication that said Zonovan Knight is going to make a huge leap this year.
I believe
be nationally known. So this offense is loaded. I expect them to score a lot of points.
Yeah. And you know, they brought in a transfer on the O-line that could be an addition. They brought in a safety from Marshall that was a starter in Derek Pitts on the defensive side of the ball. So, I mean, yeah, I think the offense should be fine. I know I was talking safety there, but the transfer portal just adding a few pieces that I think were pretty substantial gets. So
supposedly, two of his more talented basically his two most talented recruiting classes are juniors and seniors now. So starting in 2017, which would really be like the 5th years, 53, but then boom, the seniors right now, 26, 32 for the juniors. And then the last 2 years, 43 and 35. So, you know, you got some guys in that top 25 almost range in terms of talent, maybe, especially against the ACC schedule.
Yeah.
They'll be ready to rock.
And look, the offense was the 48th best scoring offense in the country a season ago. 107th rushing, though, Nick. So they better key in on getting, these backs a lot more touches. That's ridiculous. 36th passing offense, 74th overall. That's got to get better.
Yeah.
That's just got to get better. Defensively, they returned 10 on defense, guys. 10 on defense to a team that was 62nd in scoring defense, 75th against the run, 78th against the pass, charting at 71st overall. Got to get better there, too. But I love the fact you're bringing back all your linebackers. You're bringing back 4 of 5 in the secondary and 2 of 3 on the D line. You're also bringing in a Florida State transfer on that D line and Corey Durden. So I don't know. I mean, what do you make of the defense?
Yeah, you got to love the experience coming back, and watch out for linebacker Peyton Wilson. He might be the best linebacker in the ACC. Their linebacker core in general is very good. There was 4 games last year where the NC State defense gave up over 40 points a game. They lost 3 of those. So it's pretty obvious this offense is going to be really good this year. The defense needs to step up and at least be average, which I think they should be. I think they will be. I think usually Doran has, you know, fairly stingy defenses. So I think they will get better this year with all that experience returning. And if they can limit opponents to, you know, in the 20s, they're going to win a lot of football games.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you look at this win total, it opened at 6. It's now 6.5. So people have been betting that over. You look at this schedule, and this is why I'm going to make the case to you guys on why the Atlantic is more important than the Coastal. Okay. First, let's hit on the couple out of conference games to start the season here. Thursday, September 2nd, they are getting South Florida, Jeff Scott's bunch in Raleigh. They were bad last year, but Scott deserves a pass because of COVID issues. Year one, you don't really get a chance to install your offense, your defense. So, but I still think this is a for sure win for NC State.
Yeah, I think I saw the line was at like 16.5 or 17. NC State usually doesn't blow opponents out. So I think South Florida has a chance at keeping it within 2 touchdowns, but I think NC State wins, you know, fairly easily.
I agree. And then
that's a whooping.
Yeah. Week two in Starkville. This is one. I mean, me and Pat just previewed Mississippi State. I know we touched it on our week way too early week two preview earlier in the year. I'm on Mississippi State, but I mean, obviously this is a true 50-50 game. I give Mississippi State like 52%, NC State 48%.
Yeah, this I'm really excited to watch this game. This one should be fun, and I agree. I think, you know, especially at home, I favor Mississippi State slightly. They'll probably be like a 3 or 4 point favorite, but this is gonna be a fun game to watch.
You know, prior to seeing Mississippi State's recruiting rankings, I was kind of leaning NC State, and I actually still took NC State on the Mississippi State podcast. So I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to roll
with the pack.
Yeah.
Well, week three they get Furman. That's a win, FCS school. And then this is why I'm talking about this layout. They get an FCS school before Clemson. That's almost like a bye week, right?
Yeah.
Furman wasn't very good last year. So I love that setup. They're getting Clemson at home.
Clemson coming off their vaunted rival, Georgia Tech.
Yeah. look, and I'm telling you, this is a, I understand. I think like NC State lost by like 45 the last time they played, I think. But I think they've covered six of the last eight meetings. So this is a, I think it's a great spot to catch them as far as an FCS right before them and then a mid-major after them. So this is what my case exactly here. Let's say I'm not going to, for the win total, I'm not going to say that they're going to win this game, but I'm going to say, let's just ride with me here. If they beat Clemson the following week, they're home to La Tech. Now that could be a chippy game because you coming off Clemson, you're thinking, okay, imagine if you win that, I could totally see Skip Holtz giving them hell in Raleigh.
Yeah.
But if you're able to beat Clemson in the ACC, you get a bye week then before what could be the battle for second place in the Atlantic at Boston College. Right?
Yeah.
And here's my point. If you just go 1-1 here, 1-1 in this stretch, potentially 2-0, because I don't think Miami's that much better than NC State. I think I would probably take NC State. If it was a neutral site, I would take NC State to win.
Yeah. Back to back road though. But that bye going into that does
huge,
help.
Huge.
Yeah.
So I think if they just go 1-1 there, having the tiebreaker on Clemson, they get Louisville at home for homecoming. That's a winnable game. At Florida State, they should win that. At Wake Forest, they should win that. Home to Syracuse, they should win that. And that would make them Friday, November 26th, the rivalry game against North Carolina. If they win that, they would then go for the ACC championship.
Yeah.
You see the case I'm making, or how about this? What if they're able to beat Boston College and Miami?
Well, yeah, if they go undefeated in the
But then they could afford to lose to North Carolina and still represent the ACC in the Atlantic. Right. Yeah. So what do you think about that? That's the case I'm making, Nick, that I think is more interesting to me.
Okay, fair enough. That's your preference. That's fine. Going back to Clemson real quick, even though this is NC State pod, Clemson has road games at NC State, at Pitt, and at Louisville. If they're going to drop one, it's probably one of those three. Three quality opponents on the road. Can it happen in Raleigh? I mean, I guess, but you know, if we're looking at, you know, potential wins, potential losses, you got to chalk this up as a loss.
Oh yeah. For the win total, yes.
Yeah, exactly. I do think NC State loses one out of conference game, probably at Mississippi State, but perhaps they win that game and then maybe get upset by La Tech. I don't know, but I think they should be 3-1 out of conference and probably 3-2 entering those back-to-back road games at BC, at Miami.
I think they'll split. I think that I don't think they're going to win.
That's
both.
Fair.
I think
yeah, that's
split.
Fair. Yeah. In general, getting both UNC and Miami from the coastal is tough. That's at least projected to be the top two teams. But you know, the six out of the last 7 years, NC State's won at least seven games.
Yeah.
So in order to hit 6.5, I am smashing this over. It's one of my favorite plays in the ACC.
Well, let's just look at this. South Florida, we think is a win. Furman's a win. La Tech's a win. If they go 1-1 between BC and Miami, that's four wins. I think they'll be favored to beat Louisville in Raleigh on October 30th. That's five wins. I think they're much better than Florida State right now. That's six wins. I think they're better than Wake Forest right now. That's seven wins. I think they're better than way better than Syracuse right now. That's eight wins. And I think they'll be favored in eight games this year.
I was reading the Athlon's preview, and they were saying that they think NC State could reach double digit wins this season. I'm not going to go that far. I'm going to say 8-4 season, I think, is probably pretty likely, which is well over the team total. So I'm on the over.
Let's play worst. I mean, I'm on the over too.
Yeah.
Right. Are you on the over?
Wait, it's what's the
six count? And a half?
6.5. Yeah, definitely.
But let's play worst. Let's play devil's advocate here. They lose to Mississippi State week two. They lose to Clemson week four. You think there's a chance they could get upset by La Tech week five?
Possible.
Sure.
If that happens and they're sitting there at 2-3 and they're with back-to-back away games, they could have a challenging year then, but I still think it's a safe bet.
Here's the thing. When you're looking at NC State, it's tough, obviously, to gauge how they are in, you know, in the national picture, because most of their schedules played in the ACC, but they have taken shellackings each of the last, I want to say four or five years in non-conference play. Whether that be 2018 Notre Dame beating them 35-14, 2017, that was 2018, Texas A&M beating them 52-13. 2 years ago, West Virginia, 44-27. Like, and then, what do we had last year? I'm pretty sure
they lost the bowl game to Kentucky.
Okay. But that wasn't an ass whooping, at least. So at least he's,
but Kentucky had a losing, right? They wouldn't have normally.
That's right. And Virginia Tech beat them by 21. So NC State is good to lay some real clunkers every year.
I mean, and maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves, because we look at this from last year, Nick, they beat Wake Forest by 3 in Raleigh, right? 45-42. They beat Pitt by 1, and I watched this game. This was a crazy game. Pitt, classic. What's my guy's name at Pitt? The coach
Narduzzi.
Classic fumbling of this game, because Pitt had this game won.
Yeah.
After that, you know, you look at and you say, okay, well, they beat Liberty 15-14 on a blocked field goal. Syracuse by 7. Maybe we are jumping the gun, but I still think the over is the play. I think this team is more talented, and you got to factor in Leary was injured.
Yeah,
right.
I also think the schedule just kind of lines up well.
Yeah, it's a nice schedule. Them and Boston College have nice schedules in the Atlantic.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Mississippi State on the road is the only tough non-conference game that they would even be challenged in. And then who's their cross division? I guess going to Miami's a tough cross division draw. Yeah.
But it's not like a tough like
and
crowd.
North Carolina.
I think Boston College probably has the easier schedule of the two that I think will finish in that pecking order. But I don't know. I like Miami. Yes, the team is talented, but they still haven't put it together to me.
Yeah,
I got to see more before I buy in. And that stadium, it's not like a challenging place to play. You know what I mean?
Right.
Maybe just the humidity or something, but. I don't know. I'm on the over. Are you on the over, Patty C?
Well, here's the thing. The flip side of Dave Doran, you know, winning at least 7 games for like 6 of the last 7 years. Maybe it was it 7 of the last 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, no, 6 of the last 7. Is they haven't lost less than 4 in that time. He's like who was the UVA coach during the 90s?
George Welsh.
He's like George Welsh. Yeah. You know, he wins what he's going to win, 7-9 games. So I would expect him to continue that trend. If it's at 6.5, that would be an anomaly almost. What
if you had to rate this as a lock 1-10? How do you feel about taking the over?
I feel like 7.
Nick?
I was surprised. First off, one more thing. I was surprised that both Wake and BC had higher win totals. They were both at 7. I think BC, they're arguably better than NC State. I think they're probably neck and neck this year, but I do think NC State's better than Wake. So I was surprised to see those two schools have the 7 win total and NC State only 6.5. But
I think the BC logic there is that yes,
the schedule's easier.
Yeah, they're drawing Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech from the coastal, and they also have Missouri playing in Chestnut Hill as opposed to going to.
And the other 3 out of conference games are trash.
Yeah,
I think it's like UMass, Temple, and
Colgate.
Yeah, yeah, there
Temple
you go.
Could get tricky. I think Temple's better than what.
Yeah, true. But I say NC State goes 8-4.
I'm on the over too. I feel great about it. If I had to give it a 1-10 like ranking there, I'd probably say I feel like an 8, 8.5 on this. So,
but nice. For anybody that says we only pick overs, I actually just dropped the ACC Atlantic total column on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network.com. Sports Gambling Podcast.com. And with the Atlantic, those seven schools, I only had two teams going over. Those two teams were NC State and Boston College.
I like both of those plays. I will say, though, I have taken the over. Prior to this episode, we released Navy. I took the over. Took Missouri, took the over. Mississippi State, I took the over. Minnesota, I took the over.
But look, you're a half glass full kind of guy, all right?
No, but when it if you go all the way to Michigan, I took the under on Michigan. I took the under on Miami. I took the under on Maryland. I took the under on Memphis. Took the under on Marshall. So there we go. There we go. Took the under. Oh. I might even took the under on LSU. I think I did.
Yeah, you have. But smash this over.
So yeah. Any team with an M, you're taking the under on. You get up to the ends and take the over.
Pretty much. All right, folks, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe because we are breaking down all 130 teams, 100 podcast or 130 podcasts for every single Division I college football team. You're going to have some 2.0s out there. So make sure you check that out. I think we already have a 2.0 Boise State, a 2.0 Liberty, and we got some more around the corner. Trust me. So check that out and subscribe. Tell a friend. And I think we might have just lost NC Nick, but it's okay. And also subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. With we talk college basketball year round, and what a exciting year it is going to be in the ACC this year. We just saw the NIL thing come back. A lot of players came back. Kevin Keats and NC State. It's a big year for him down in Raleigh. We will have you covered talking college basketball year round on the College Basketball Experience as well. So check that out. Subscribe, tell a friend. And me, Patty C, NC Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. We've been doing that for over 4 years. So make sure you subscribe, tell a friend. And we've been over 500 picking every single game each season.
Just
each football season, me, NC Nick, Patty C, over 500 picking ATS against the spread, Patty C, every game.
Thanks for clarifying. Yeah,
for each sport for the past 4 years, we're also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that on the SGPN app for free. Download it for free on the App Store, Google Play Store. You'll get all of our picks. You'll get all of our podcasts. We just had Mike Leach on the show yesterday, so check that out. And
I got a question before we get out of here.
What's that?
Wanted to ask NC Nick. Unfortunately, he dropped out.
Yeah.
But NC State.
Yeah.
Can this program take the next step? We talked about them lucking into an ACC championship appearance. Could they actually improve and surpass Clemson? Is there any possibility of that happening? Quarterback play is there.
It's a question I've been asking myself for 30 years since Jamie Barnett and Torrey Holt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's just nothing indicating right now that that's on the horizon.
I thought when they had Phillip Rivers and T.A. McClendon and Corn Robinson,
Amato then?
Yeah. I thought, they're going to do it.
Yeah.
And they laid a lemon, I feel like.
Yeah,
so
they just dropped off.
Maybe, though. I like Dave Doran. I think he's a good coach. So
they would be the team, if anyone, in the Atlantic aside from
I think BC, for this year,
but I think on long term, I think NC State's got a little higher ceiling than BC. I don't know, I could be wrong.
No, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I mean, they're like the top team in North Carolina from a potential standpoint.
Don't say that to an ECU fan.
True, touche.
I'll hang you. I need to fucking hang up on you right now. but anyway, guys, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Like I said, we're picking over 500 in all these games, and give you all of that on the SGPN app. If you download the SGPN app, please, if you can, like I said, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. Give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us. And if you do that, take a screenshot on your phone, find me on Twitter at @TheColbyD, and then send me that screenshot. Show me it. Give me a follow as well. And I will send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. Yes. Or College Basketball Experience t-shirt, whatever you prefer. And then give Patty C a follow. Patty C 831 on Twitter, NC Nick's on Twitter at @NC_NICK. The College Football Experience is on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Give that a follow, and make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network at the SGP Network, and check out the Slack channel, Sports Gambling Podcast. Sometimes work blocks your shit, Pat. You're not able to talk sports year round.
We got the covert sneak route for you.
A, the SGPN app, and B, Slack, download Slack, type in Sports Gambling Podcast. Perfect. Perfect setup. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, NC State Wolfpack style. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.